The Football Association of Ireland has apologised to female former international players and trainees on a FOSS soccer training course who experienced alleged unwanted or inappropriate sexual advances from FAI coaches in the 1990s. The FAI was responding directly to issues raised in a major joint investigation by RTE Investigates and the Sunday Independent yesterday. Speaking to reporters at a news conference at FAI headquarters this morning, Interim CEO David Correll said the association is sorry for what the women affected had endured and that anyone could ever have felt unsafe in Irish football.
It was harrowing for me in a position of leadership of the association, as a coach in my local club, And as a parent, to hear these incredibly courageous women recount their experiences last night. To the women affected by this, we hear you. We are sorry for what you have had to endure. We are sorry that the modern practices and reporting structures that we now have in place were not there for you when you needed them.
That's FAI's Interim CEO David Correll speaking at a news conference at Abbottstown earlier today. For more on this, we're joined by Mary Crow of RTE Investigates, who reported on that documentary with Mark Ty last night. Thank you for coming into our studio today. What else did the FAI have to say this morning?
Yeah, he was asked, David Correll was asked quite a number of questions, and it kept coming back to safeguarding, really, and the fact that they need to take learnings from what they saw last night and read in yesterday's Sunday Independent, and they need to put greater emphasis on the need for safeguarding structure. And they need to create an education programme around safeguarding as well, so that people understand and respect the safeguarding processes that they have, and also that they know where to go if they have an issue, how to report it, and people within clubs know what to do. David Correll also outlined the responses taken by the FAI after they heard about this investigation and sat down and spoke to the women. He said they made professional supports available to the women affected. They provided a report to TUSLA, and they also set up an independent helpline for individuals to report concerns. And this helpline has been administrated by an independent service, Raise a Concern.
It took 2 years for you and Mark to put this report together, but tell us about the response to your documentary being aired last night.
Yeah, it was a long time coming, and during that time we spoke to a huge amount of women, and then after the documentary aired and the report appeared in the paper, a huge amount of other women reached out as well. So we've got several messages and emails from women about experiences in different sports and different environments as well. So it's been really interesting just to hear the voices from other women. But for the women that spoke last night, their bravery has been commended by so many people. There's been a huge amount of positivity and well wishes, and people just hope that these women get closure. The thing is as well that all these women wanted from this was for things to change, and they hope that it will. And from being brave, we hope that it will as well.
Mary Crow of RTE Investigates, thank you very much for coming into studio today. For anybody who hasn't seen the documentary, it's available on the RTE player.